Bradley Schravino here. It's Thursday. Lightning has struck. It's time for some thunder. We got a little lesson from Las Vegas this morning, and by, I'm not in Las Vegas. I'm still in Phoenix. But and in fact, I'm coming to you from the glorious laundry room here. But this is actually part of my strategy. I will stop at nothing. There is nothing that can hold me back. And here I am. My tripod is on the washing machine. I'm in the laundry room so I don't wake up the family, because it's morning and I've got a message to share. Now I'm gonna give a tiny bit of backstory and then I'll get into the goods of the matter, but be careful. Warning, disclaimer, math, statistics are coming up. Now, since my dad passed away 5 years ago, I've been a regular meditator. In fact, my next book is called Meditate. And during these meditations, what I'm looking for usually is clarity, is sort of focus, and new ideas. And I get them all the time. And for me, all I really need is one good idea per day. And that'll do the trick every single day, get it? So a few days ago, I had a message from my mom, who, if you remember from last week's Thursday Thunder, which was Thursday, and she passed away on Friday. And the message from her, and sometimes they come in loud and clear, sometimes it's very quick, it can be just boom, just something, and I it might not be clear what it is immediately, but it was just two words. It was double down. Now, I grew up in California, and as a kid, we used to go to Las Vegas quite a bit. My parents liked to gamble. They weren't big time gamblers or anything, but it was just the fun of it, and Vegas back then was fun, it was different. We'd go to Circus, and my sister and I would win the stuffed animals. But my parents, their game was really blackjack. And I think my dad liked it because, I even have got the gardener here for official reality check. My dad's game was blackjack. And he liked it because he was a mathematician, and blackjack has some of the best odds for the player, because they're some of the ones where there's the least amount of chance and the most amount of skill. I mean, relatively, this is Vegas. The house is always going to win. But what are your odds as a player, and how can you improve your hand? So here we go with a little blackjack lesson, because from my mom this week saying double down, for me that was Vegas. For me that was blackjack, and I know exactly what she meant, and here it comes. In blackjack, the idea is to get 21, not go over. So the closest to 21 wins. You're not playing against the other players on the table. It's you against the dealer, you against the house, right? If you want to think about it in an interesting way, it's you against the world, okay? So you're on your own in your chair there, ideally with your drink, having a good time, hopefully with family, and having a fun time. So here's the hand I was dealt. Now this is 11. Now 11 is a far cry from 21, yet what you can do with an 11, you're allowed on a 10 or 11, you're allowed to do what they call double down. Now double down, and let's say my bet here is $10. So I could play it safe and ask the dealer for one more card. And then I might get a 3, I might get a 5, I might get a 10. And statistically, there are more 10s in the deck than any other card, right? Because there's a 10, jack, queen, king. Those are all 10s. So you have four times this statistical probability that we're gonna get a 10 and we're gonna get 21, okay? And then we would pretty much guaranteed win unless the dealer has 21, and then it's called a push. It's like a tie and no money changes hands. So you're safe. So the safest thing to do would be I keep my $10 and I ask for another card, and I get a 3, a 5, a 10 or whatever, and then I can choose to get another card. But if I get the non-10 and I keep going, I can bust. I go over 21, I lose. So, big decision here, because let's go see what the dealer has. The dealer, in an ideal situation, the dealer has something like this. Here it's 16. Now, the dealer, I know I'm throwing a lot of blackjack rules at you, but the dealer is a robot, right? The dealer has no emotional, no gut feeling in this. The dealer has to play by the rules. That's it. I can decide, do I want to hit, do I want to stay? The dealer has to hit on 16. Now, statistically again, the big chance that the dealer gets a 10, 26, dealer busts, we win, right? So this is the ideal situation. Now, how I'm relating this to my world and to maybe your world is this is an ideal situation and we have a decision to make. We can play it safe. I can ask for one card, be it a 10, be it anything less, and I bet my $10 and I'm safe. I'm pretty good. The chances of the dealer getting 26 or busting are pretty good. And so it's a safe bet. This is where my mom comes in. I see this. Here's the foundation of what I'm doing. I have an 11. It's pretty good, but it needs something. It needs that one more card. It needs the 10. So this is maybe what I've been doing. In my personal situation, I'm writing books, I'm creating courses, I have conferences coming up based on the books. We have a Create virtual summit coming up in July or August. We have a summit on Meditate. My next book is Meditate. This is the foundation of what I'm doing. So if you take this into your world, what are you doing right now? Is it working? And are you ready to play it safe? Or you want to go big time and double down? Because let's get into what happens when you double down. So what I'm saying is I am betting, basically, I am going to double my money. I'm going to double my bet. And now there's some rules. I'm going to double my bet and I only get one card and I get it face down. I can look if I want, but it's kind of fun to not look, right? I get my one card and I'm done. I can't choose anymore. I get that one card and that's it. That's my hand. So for me, this is what my mom was saying. Take the one card. You're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. You just need one more good hand, one more double down, one more let's go for it, one more let's do it. For me, I just doubled my money, right? So I'm going to double my loss if I lose, but I'm going to double my win if we win. So for me, my mom is the queen of hearts. I have 21. I am guaranteed win at least a push. My mom is telling me it's time to double down. It's time to go for it. It's time to do what you're doing. Double your bets. You know you're on the right path. Double down. Double to win. You're increasing the risk, but you know you're on the right path. Do it. Go for it. I'm with you. I am your queen of hearts. I am that extra push you needed. And based on last week, based on the comments we're getting, I am going to fill in her shoes. She has some big shoes to fill, but my feet are growing. She is positive. She is silver lining. She is upbeat. She is helping others. She is helping others who don't even know they need to be helped. She's helping that seventh grader in the back of the room. He's not even paying attention, but something sinks in there. One little word comes across and makes that kid's life different, better. And maybe someday they say, thank you, Mrs. Charbonneau. Maybe someday they come to me and say, thank you, Mr. Charbonneau. You changed my life. My mom is my queen of hearts. Who is your queen of hearts? Or what is your queen of hearts? What's going to come in and help you to double down on what you're doing? To really go for it, to go all in. In poker terms, it's all in. But all in, all in and you lose and you're done for the night. That's the beauty of blackjack. I could lose this hand, but then I lost 20 bucks. I win the hand, I'm up. And I'm going to play again because nothing is going to stop me. This is only making me stronger, and the Queen of Hearts is making this particular hand the best hand it could be. Who's your Queen of Hearts? Are you ready to double down? I'm doubling down. There's no turning back. I will not stop. I cannot stop. This is me. This is who I am, and I thank my father, I thank my mother for giving me the guidance and continuing to give me guidance. And I hope I can help you continue, and let's double down on your present day. You know what's fun? I don't care what the dealer has anymore. I've got a good hand. I'm focusing on what we're good at. I'm focusing on what I know is a good hand. And the external factors, the dealer, the house, it makes less of an influence now. Who's your Queen of Hearts? It's time to double down. This is Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday Thunder. That lightning has struck. It struck last Friday for me. I am the thunder.